It's a Likeable Podcast with Igor and Leah. Come along and hear all the things you want to hear. They talk about celebrities and discuss it too. Sometimes they will talk about sex, maybe they will talk about you. Yeah!
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the Likeable Podcast. I'm here with Leah Lockhart.
And I'm here with Aurora.
Yay. How's it going?
It's going awesome. So this is kind of like a part two because...
It's a bonus.
It's a bonus episode.
Oh, we should make a Patreon and they could pay for it. Just
oh, yeah.
We'll give it to you for free.
My Venmo's at Leah Lockhart.
Right? I'll Mine's funny so. Cupcake.
Pay us $50.
Right?
Just kidding. Okay. So yeah, we had so much to say about the last topic, so we got to carry on because we need to talk about the big episode I was on the YouTube channel Jubilee, and the show was called Middle Ground, and the episode was Fit Women versus Fat Women. So I auditioned for the Fit Women side because I lost... 15 plus pounds, and I had a lot to say about the subject matter.
Really quick, how did you get cast for that? Like, where did you find your casting?
Good question, honey. Okay, so I found this plus size male model named Zach Miko on Instagram, and a while back had made a video of him basically applauding the guys. Oh, that he's a plus size model in the male format, and he's actually like doing his Instagram stuff because it's a market, and I was just applauding his success. He's had been a model up to that point about 7 years, and so he became on my radar. So I was following him on Instagram. So he made a show. He's like, I was on Jubilee, but he actually said, I'm not going to talk about Jubilee because of the other guests that they brought on. He was saying he's kind of felt betrayed by Jubilee. And I go, what? And it's like, that doesn't make me not want to watch the show. It makes me want to watch the show. So I go to the YouTube channel and watch the episode, and it was pretty wild. So Middle Ground is a debate setup of a vibe. So on the male version of the show, it is called Fat versus Jacked. So interesting topic title, because the audition for ours was Fit Women versus Plus Size Women. But as soon as we got to the taping, during the taping, the moderator says Fit Women versus Fat Women.
Oh.
So they changed
the name. They changed it,
instantly. Okay. So anyway, so on the male version of this show, there's four fit women, men, four plus size men, I guess, and a moderator, same moderator that we had. And on the fit side, there are like two bodybuilder guys, like one's like clearly on steroids and the other one used to be, and he's kind of beyond his time, like he's like retirement age of it. There's a Asian guy that's like goes and works out at the gym and does like jujitsu and stuff. And then there's this guy named Myron. And I think his name's Myron Green. I should have looked this up, but it's like Myron. And he is known to be one of those like aggressive, like an Andrew Tate vibes.
Oh, okay.
So has his own podcast and he has a following. So I guess he used to be chubby. He's not anymore. But basically he's like, go to the gym because you're fat, because you're lazy. Okay. Like that's the vibe this guy is.
Okay.
So... when Zach Miko was there, he was just like instantly out of Myron's mouth was just like, bleh.
Yeah,
and Zach's like, what, you think people that are bigger than you have no value? Like this is him kind of that. This is essentially how the vibe is starting now. So I watched that show. I went, wow, this is really wild. So I went on the website just at that time, and they had a casting notice for the female version of this. And I went, oh, shit. Yeah. I'm like, plus, this guy was a plus-size model. I'm a plus, was, used to be a plus-size model. Yeah. Oh, like, I'm going to audition for it. Yeah. Right?
Awesome.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Okay. And, that's
but,
cool.
But I, the casting was pretty quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, you submit a short video, then you talk to a casting agent on video chat, and I got the gig. Mm-hmm. But even of the other cast members, when you show up to the show, you're sequestered from everybody. You don't talk to anybody prior. You don't know who they are, what their opinion about anything is. We're all sequestered.
Did they tell you how to dress or no?
You always go through costuming. They told me no white top or no black top. And I was ready to wear one of my Khloe Kardashian Good American dresses. Mm-hmm. It's all bodycon, all black, mock turtleneck, long sleeves. I knew it was a black set, and I wanted to look skinny, you know?
Yeah.
But and they didn't give me any suggestions on what to wear.
Yeah.
So, but as soon as they said no black and no white, I'm like, well, shoot, because I ordered a red dress, a bodycon from Poppy Lush. I love Poppy Lush. Okay. Poppy Lush has inside girdle.
Nice.
Built-in girdles with all their dresses. So you don't have to wear any underwear, no bras, nothing. Everything stays really firm inside. So anyway, and I got it in red.
Okay.
So it came the night before at 6 p.m. So I was like, whew. So in shooting, you like bold colors, no patterns. It's too tricky for the camera. And yeah, they approved it. It's fine. Now I show up and two of the girls are wearing white. I go, wait,
yeah,
how did
that? Yeah.
How did
I was like, I could have sworn somebody was wearing white on the show.
Yeah, two people.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, dang. Anyway, so immediately we get onto set, and they're like, fit women over here, and then the plus size women over here. We're like, okay, so these are the fit girls, and all the three other fit girls are wearing like activewear.
Yeah, I was like, people are wearing gym wear.
Yeah,
yeah,
midriffs and stuff. So they specifically asked them to do that. They definitely did not ask me to do that. Yeah. Bless their hearts.
Yeah,
and the other girls were wearing kind of like casual clothes. Mm-hmm. So they pose a question, and then they pose a statement. Okay, so initially the moderator goes, and he changes the title. And changes the title from fit women versus fat women. And then he says, please don't put any hate comments in the messages, in the comments. I'm like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
I was like, this is going to be wild. Because also, the men's version of this show has 8 million views.
I heard the man version. I didn't watch the man version. I heard it was really rough, and the guys weren't nice to each other. And then in your version, that the girls were all nice to each other.
Correct. Yeah. It was rough.
Yeah.
It was rough for the dudes.
Yeah.
So afterwards, all of us, you can even see it in the outtakes. Jade was like, she's like, oh my God, I'm so glad everything was calm, because I saw the male version and we thought we were gonna like tussle. That she says, she's like, I thought we were gonna tussle. All of us had our guards up.
Yeah.
Now I knew that how I was gonna approach the subject, because I wanted to, I knew how I was going to behave on the show, and I just thought I was just replaying over and over again, like I just also didn't want to ramble. I wanted to be poignant. I want to get my point across in a tough love manner, because that's who I am.
Yeah.
I wanted to be provocative in a way that it shakes you up, but I'm always there to like cradle you on your way down.
Yeah, for sure.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I won't leave you stranded. I'm not going to be a Myron and just be like, bleh. But I also expected that I had my guard up.
Yeah.
Expecting somebody was kind of like come for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the fit side. And guess what, honey? I have curves. I used to be big.
Yeah.
I'm wearing, but you know what? I also wore this bodycon dress going, bring it on.
Yeah.
So this, for these last 2 months after filming, because we filmed on August 18th, 2024. And the release date was October 16th, 2024. So I had a good 2 months of going, woof, I hope that I did okay.
Yeah.
Even though it goes, you're talking for, I think we talked for 2 hours straight.
It's only 45 minutes of edits.
And it's 44 minutes at the end, and you're going, okay, well, I said what I said.
Yeah.
But also one of the things I liked about it, because it looked, the show, it didn't look overly edited. Mm. And, but at the end, it's still, stuff's going to hit the editing floor, and you don't know how everything's going to turn out. Because also, after the filming, I go, I don't even know who the villain was. Yeah. Like, I could be the villain.
I don't think there was a villain. I think pretty much the stance on that show is that there is no villain, and you guys were pretty much really cool to each other.
Right. They could have decided to turn me into the villain.
Yeah.
By just saying the poignant thing, the thing that's going to shake up your system and go, and just leave me hanging. But they didn't. They let me explain
why.
So I'm really super appreciative of that. I also only instantly recognized that I was the elder of everybody there. Mm. So, and I saw so much of myself and these women just worrying about why am I big? Like, what am I doing wrong?
It's
just me.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that's going through this.
Yeah.
No. I have absolutely felt that way. Uh-huh. And I wanted to be the auntie in this situation and be like, there's a solution to this problem.
Yeah.
But I also didn't want them to feel like lie to themselves.
Yeah.
So, did you read some of the comments?
I read some of the comments. There was a bunch of comments because a lot of people watched it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I
feel like there's at this point, it's 4 days out and it has 1.5 million. Yeah.
So you can't, like, it's impossible to go through all those comments.
Right.
It's like impossible. But the consensus of most of the comments that I read was that you guys were all cool to each other. You know, there was a few that were like, you know, course hating on plus size comments, like the one girl who said, you know, she's not obese, or was like, clearly you're obese. That was the thing. I think that was the rudest one I've heard. I didn't hear like too much hate on it. You were called the lady in red a lot.
Love that for me.
And they said that you were great, that, you know, the emotional ending was great. The guy cried at the end too, the moderator.
That was a surprise.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
He was so chill.
Yeah, yeah. And I think for the most part, people thought it was great that each other, like, all you guys were, like, kind of just having a discussion mm-hmm. and not, like, picking on each other or bullying or, like, you know, doing anything like that. That's the comments that I read. It's also on TikTok, too. I know you don't have TikTok. I was going to let you know that, too. There's, like, there's three clips on TikTok.
Am I on it?
Yeah, you're on it.
Jubilee's TikTok?
Yeah. Jubilee's TikTok.
Woo!
So there's that. Yes, you're on it. There's not as many comments on there too, but it's just kind of like the same thing where like people are like, oh, they're nice to each other, you know, like that's cool, they're getting along, you know, things like that.
Okay.
I think there was something about Lizzo, but I can't remember what it was. it seems to be having like good comments, not too mean or anything like that.
Well, I obviously was afraid I was just gonna get a bunch of hate comments like, oh, well, you're fat, so bleh. I'm clearly not on the, you know, but I'm also not a skinny person, so
yeah. But you could be fit and not be like super skinny.
Correct. And of course the people that are gonna say that are just like, you know, ignorant.
Yeah.
And like I was surprised, you know, there was no bodybuilders.
Yeah. Yeah, because all the girls that were fit, yes, of course they looked fit, but they didn't look like, you know, like they pink fit. Like, like pink fit.
But also just like, competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dana, like, she does self-defense courses. And she, like, works at or owns a gym. And then Brianna is actually a cosplayer.
Yeah.
She has over 1 million followers on Instagram.
That's awesome.
She has a really nice figure. So Alyssa, the thing that it cut out in the beginning is that Alyssa lost 50 pounds. I lost 50 pounds.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we have that in common. Alyssa just like worked hard for it and dropped a lot of weight really quickly, and she has like such a nice figure. She has like her stomach is so envious. I'm so envious of her stomach. She's the one that pulled down her stomach in the intros. But so yeah, I keep in touch with Alyssa. I also keep in touch with Autumn. Huh. She's the one in pink on the plus size side. So let's see. In hindsight, so my take on it is I kind of came for Jade, and I want to apologize about that, but I felt responsible to kind of shake her up a bit. Mm-hmm. And I as how it came out on the film, she's the one that we cried about at the end. But I also a couple times, like, I came for her, and like when she was the one making an excuse that it was too expensive.
Yeah,
I think she was kind of trying to speak for a majority of people.
Yeah,
and everything's so expensive nowadays, and I absolutely get it. But I've also been doing this for so long, and also I have a confession to make. When I said I had a food budget of $12 for a week.
Yeah.
That was honest.
Yeah, but no,
that
was like, you.
That was literally in like 2010. Yeah. I actually did that. That happened to me. And I go, can I do that now? Cause I had a couple people or just comments challenging me to buy $12 for a week.
I did hear that. Yeah.
So I'm actually up for that challenge. I want to make the video. I want to see if I can do it. Because I could easily do it if I don't buy protein, but I want to be able to buy protein and have enough for the week.
Yeah.
That's also a time I lost weight. I was like, beans and cabbage, honey. But guess what? I had enough food for the week.
I feel like you can definitely do a budget for a week for $12.
Yes.
You can't eat out at all. You can't have any fast food.
No, everything's going
to
be home.
Definitely frozen food is up. But frozen food's a lot, too. I mean, I know we try to avoid frozen food. I do. Because I never eat it. Like, I'll buy it. Like, oh, this would be simple. And then I never eat it. And I see it in the freezer 5 years later. I'm like, why did I buy this?
Yeah.
It's, like, rare when I do eat frozen food. But it's, like, just when you see it at the store. And they always say never go to the store hungry. Because when you go to the store, you're just like,
Every time I go hungry, I always want sardines.
No, you're like Nick. Know, that's disgusting.
Italian.
Yeah. No, so I think you can definitely do that.
Yes.
I don't think the food's going to be that great, and I don't think it's going to make you that full, depending on who you are. And I definitely don't think it would make Jade full. And I don't know why they asked people this question, too. If they asked them, if I missed it, I missed it. Did any of them have kids? Like, are they feeding a family, or are they just feeding themselves? Because I think that's an important question, too. But I don't remember them asking that question. But maybe
they did not. Okay. And I don't think anybody has kids.
Not to excuse that as a, like, well, I was pregnant. But I'm just saying, like, budget-wise for, like, money. That's totally. a different budget altogether. Right. So I was just wondering.
So are you saying that Jade wouldn't be full on what?
On, like, let's say your beans and cabbage. Oh. I don't think she'd be full on that. I don't think I'd be full on that.
It's like, I could absolutely make a video of having that budget, but you might not like it, but guess what? It's going to be nutritious and it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Tasting. It's
gonna
be okay, yeah. But I absolutely can do it.
I think it will make you not starve. You know what I mean? Like,
you'll get nutrients.
Yeah. And I think you can get nutrients.
There was a time when I was living in Hollywood. This is when that happened. When I had the $12, it was beans and cabbage. And I actually ended up losing weight during that time. Yeah. And I also lived alone, so I could be really gassy by myself.
So me, if I have $12, I'm buying a loaf of bread because I'm a carb lady. So I'm buying a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
I'm buying peanut butter and jelly, and that's all I'm eating.
Oh, okay.
Because that will suffice for a whole week, probably 2 weeks, actually. It will be less than $12, and that's not the healthiest choice. I get it. And I probably wouldn't even buy jelly because I don't like jelly that much, but I love peanut butter, which would help me on the protein side of everything. But that's what I would get.
Okay. But I'm going to get a head of cabbage, a bag of black beans. I'm going to get...
And bananas, sorry. Bananas.
I'm going to get some... A tomato in a can, like a puree or sauce. And I'm going to get a protein. That protein might not last the whole time, but then I'm going to make... You can make stir fry. You can make the cabbage in four different ways if you want. And also you can make cabbage rolls. You know, you stuff the stuffed cabbage and... with a tomato sauce and put it in the oven.
Yeah.
And But I also, I intermittent fast, so I skip breakfast.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
And then, so it essentially be two. But I could do it, yeah. And I could absolutely make the video. Anyway.
Yeah, intermittent fasting might be hard to start off with some people. For me, it works every time because I'm not even hungry in the mornings anyways.
Right.
But also, it just works for me. I'm not the best, like, I don't think I eat the healthiest at all, but I also don't eat a lot of food when I eat.
Right. I think you're, I think you're malnutritioned.
Probably. But I don't eat, like, a lot of food, period, when I eat. I, like, eat, like, probably, like, a third of my food when I eat. You've seen me. You know what I eat. Like, yeah. I'll order, like, carbs, whatever. But guess what? I don't eat all these carbs. I eat, like, two bites, and then I'm like, okay, I'm full. Mm-hmm. I do like veggies, though. I do like broccoli and cauliflower a lot. Those were probably my favorite veggies. Like, if I have to choose two, it's those two. And then... and also, like, if you buy a bag of rice, like, buy rice. Rice is super cheap.
Right.
Rice will last you forever.
Right. There's some staples in your, and also we're assuming that you have all the salt and you have the spices, and also you have all the cooking appliances to cook all this stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, okay, so I have some tea, though.
Okay, tell me.
Okay.
I love tea. I'm like, tell me.
So, Autumn, at the end, she posted a video on Instagram already. She goes, when the filming was finished and she goes to the bathroom and there was like a three stall bathroom, one of the girls on the fit side, it wasn't me,
of course,
goes, ugh, I can't believe everybody got so emotional. I didn't even want to talk about all that mental illness stuff. I just wanted to talk about fitness. Ooh, that's scandalous. I have an idea who it is. Of course, there's only like three other people.
I know. There's only like three other
people. There's only three other people. Like, and the one person, there was one person that really didn't
say anything.
She didn't even talk about mental health. So you guys, you can figure that. I think you could figure it out.
But also, mental health can be triggering for some people, I feel like, when you talk about it. Because it can be.
If you've never been sad or like depressed, because I've been depressed. Yeah. But I don't say that. Like, it was just like, it was like a long-term sadness. I wasn't clinically anything. Yeah. Actually, at one point, I was given some antidepressants, and I did them for a little bit because I felt stuck.
Yeah.
And that's when my sister straight up was like, excuse me, that's not okay that you're doing, that's happening.
Yeah.
You need to make a change in your life. So that was really helpful. I needed somebody to I need to be pulled out of the situation and just do something else.
Yeah.
Now, so if you've never if that's never happened to you, and if you've never been fat, you will never understand what it's like to be somebody with the fucking weight issues their whole life.
Yeah.
And those two go together, and I absolutely understand
that. For sure it does.
And I really, because I could easily get them been on the fat side, quote unquote, and talked about him, but I'm here. I'm over the hill. Yeah. Like, I come on the other side bearing good news that, like, the chaos can end. We can figure it out.
I mean, I feel like a lot of that stuff is hard. I mean, I think it's true what you said at the end when it's emotional. It's like, you know, you're telling yourself this and don't do that to yourself and, like, love yourself.
Yeah,
like, you're not skinny enough. That's all great advice, and sometimes you need to hear that from somebody, and hopefully she took that in and really evaluates that or go seeks help somewhere.
Yes.
Because I think that is really true, and I really do believe that. I think it's harder for other people than others to overcome the struggles, of course. I know you can.
Yes.
I think people absolutely can. There's, like, scientific proof of it.
Yes.
But I also think it's harder for some than others, especially what's going on in their lives and how they take it. Like, for myself, I had to be told by my counselor in college, like, if you keep on having, when I was, like, failing out of college my first year.
Ooh.
I know, right? Ooh, scary. Ooh, scandalous. I know. When I was failing out of college my first year, he took me aside and he was like, and I was on college on scholarship too, so it was it's really important not to fail because you can be kicked out.
Yes. Because all that money, the opportunity.
He was really sweet. His name was Pablo. And he told me, because I was telling him, like, about all my problems, like, going on, like, at the time. It was, like, my family-based problems, you know, like, I had families that were in abusive relationships. I had cousins that were dying. I have a large family, so always someone's dying in my family. Aww. And I know I'm not saying it, like, laughing. I'm saying it, like, it's terrible. But also, like, that's just my truth. Like, I do really have a large-ass family, and it just keeps growing. And people die all the time. And so...
What did Pablo say?
Pablo told me, he's like, if you keep focusing your whole life on other people's problems, even your family's problems, you're never going to succeed. So if you're making those problems your problems and they're physically tearing you apart, where you can't study and you can't do this and you can't do that because you're just being like this and that, you know, like sad or depressed or whatever. He didn't say like in a dismissive way. He was just trying to tell me the truth, which is the truth. If that's going to be your focus and you have all this empathy for everybody else and you can't focus, you're going to fail. You're going to always fail. You're never going to succeed at life. You have to figure out a way to pull yourself out of that situation and focus on what you want to do. Because do you want to be this? Like, you know, this person's lost this person's doing this person's with
overly
this
overly empathetic.
Yeah, it's like, you can't make everyone else's problem your problem. Because then where are you going to be? Yeah. And you're going to fail. And that's like, he was true. And after that, A's.
Right.
Passing. Like, it's like, yeah. And I'm like, that is the hard truth. And he wasn't being mean. He was being very supportive and very nice to me. He just told me what I needed to hear.
Yes.
And I was always grateful for it.
Good.
Yeah.
And that was my goal of it. And another part that was edited out, and it's the teaser part. So when Lupe was saying that she essentially didn't feel obese.
Yeah.
And she could do activities that like weren't hiking. Obese-like. That even though she was obese, she could still do activities.
Yeah.
There was a whole section. Even the moderator jumped in because we were like, we're all kind of, I don't know if everybody was, but I was going, wait, it's not, what are you trying to say? I was confused, kind of like, but you're obese. And the moderator that actually stopped and goes, so you're trying to say that you don't feel obese, but even though it's a thing, like it's like a structured. The doctor says you are because of the
factually because of your BMI.
Correct.
So factually, you are, just like when your blood sugar levels are this way, you might not feel diabetic, but your blood sugar tells you that you are correct. Diabetic. Yes, I get it.
That part got edited out.
Oh.
We were trying to understand what she was saying.
Yeah.
And because that's me going, but you're obese.
Yeah.
And you're medically obese.
Yeah.
So that's when the term medically obese came up.
Yeah.
And it, like the medically, it says that you're obese. Yeah. It's not a feeling.
It's not a feeling. It's not how you look even. It's just what
says. Yeah. And I said at size 14, I was considered on that chart obese. Now there is a problem with the BMI chart because it's your weight versus height. It should be a fat content, a scan, or
but
like
I think
the
they
pinch.
Do it different now, because last time I got checked, they did this little like holdy thingy where I had to hold it, and it was called like a smart thing. And then they tell you
so
what your BMI is.
So waves of energy go inside your body, and then they're able to.
Yeah, I don't really know what the machine was called.
Yeah, I've seen one. There's this. It's called a smart scan.
Yeah.
It's something. It's like some wellness spas have, and you just stand on it, and there's like the metal plates on the floor, and it'll scan your body, and it tells you how much fat you actually have in your BMI, body. Yeah. That's when you can get it accurate.
Yeah, that's when you can get it accurate. Yeah.
But anyway, because the whole thing, they're like, wait. Bodybuilders are considered obese. Well, we're not talking about that, but anyway. So that was kind of, that was kind of scandalous. And I think a lot of the comments reflect that delusion of it.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to hear that. And that's why I said, it's a bad word, obese. It's a yucky word.
But maybe
do you want to hear fat? Yeah. I don't know. What do you want to hear?
But also maybe she did. I'm not calling her dumb or anything like that. I just want to make it very clear. But sometimes people bring up words or things with me, and I'm not exactly sure what they're talking about. So maybe she thinks BMI and obese are two different things and doesn't really understand. Like, she thinks obese is just something with how you look and how you feel and not a BMI chart thing.
Right. It was definitely an educational time. Yeah. Like, we needed to tell her.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just me saying that. Yeah. It was other people saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just the one that came on the video that said to say it.
Yeah.
So I got through.
Yeah.
And so I might have looked like a... These are the times where I'm like, they could essentially, I could be the villain.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do. I think I want to do like an interview with Jade, and I didn't want to do with an interview with Autumn.
You should.
And just kind of like, I do want to kind of go to Jade and be like, I just felt the need to know, let her know that there are choices that you can make every day that are in your control. Because when you feel so out of control and your emotions are going here and there, and when you say you're depressed, there's like always, there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. And there's also going to be a light at the end of the tunnel of obesity.
Yeah, of course.
And there's, we can be on the other side. And even I'm working with Autumn. Well, Autumn's lost 5 pounds because of the advice I gave her with PCOS. And I just gotten information recently about PCOS. Actually, I did a bunch of homework not knowing who was going to be the guest, but I had a feeling somebody was going to come up there and say, I have PCOS. And I'm like, that's still not an excuse either. We have, there's a way out.
Yeah.
And I'm ready and packing with that information. So I'm absolutely, I'm giving it to Autumn there because you need some help. And even some of the people on the comments were saying, Leia's wrong. There isn't a cure for PCOS. There's only maintenance. There's only, you can only like maintain it. And I'm like, I don't know. It's your belief. If you fix it to a manageable level, is that fixing it?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know much about PCOS. Is that what it's called?
PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Yes. I don't know a lot about it. I know some things, but I don't know a lot about it. So I don't want to say the wrong thing. But okay. I do know that. It is important, I think, for people who really want to get help for it, like for help for your body and to feel better and to be healthier. You do need to get another person to kind of encourage you, because I feel like with people that overeat, with anything actually, not just overeating, but for this topic, I'm just going to stick with overeating. It's an instant pleasure, right? Correct. So you're like overeating an instant pleasure. So when you're working out for a week and you don't see results, you get bummed. Or if you even see weight gain, you get bummed.
Yeah.
When you're doing all this for 1 week only, you think you're going to see this big change, and it's not going to be a big change when you spent all this time getting bigger and getting unhealthy. That took a long time for that to happen probably too. So losing it is going to take that amount of time too. But you get so discouraged because you want that instant gratification, like instantly, right? Instantly, you just want it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, this is the same thing. And when I was dating a comedian, it's like he wanted me to instantly text him back, instantly call him, because he was like, I tell a joke, I get laughs. I need it instant.
Yes.
You're not calling me instantly. You're not texting me back instantly. I'm like, dude, I'm a preschool teacher at this point. This was like 20 years ago. Okay. But I'm like, I can't have my phone. Like, I'm a preschool teacher.
Men
like,
get instant gratification in every part
so
of their lives.
It was just like a thing where I was like, what? Like, oh my gosh. But like, that's the same thing with eating. It's like, if it gives you so much pleasure fast, it's like, oh, but I'm working out. I'm putting in the work this week. I didn't eat as much this week. I didn't take that extra candy bar. And it's like,
it's all cumulative.
Yes. And it's like, it's going to, every step, every bite, everything counts. So it's going to take a while.
Everything
counts.
Everything's cumulative. Yeah. And also, Alyssa's a really good person to follow in that respect too, because she got off the weight in the exact way you're supposed to, just diet and exercise. Her height was like 220.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. Her weight right now, I'm skinnier. I'm sorry. Take that back. My number on the scale is less than her. But Alyssa is buff. And like, so it's like, again, that's not accurate too.
Yeah.
Because she's way more fit. She has a different shape than me. She has a gorgeous shape.
Well, we carry weight different.
Right. But she's like 174 pounds compared to me that day. Like 163.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you get, you know, muscle weighs more than fat and everything.
Yeah. And also stress, I think, plays into it. So, like, when you're trying to lose weight and you're stressed out, that makes your blood pressure peak up, what makes it harder to lose weight when you have high blood pressure.
So it's all hand in hand. I'll be talking about that soon because if you follow me on Instagram, I'm actually, if you can follow my semaglutide journey right now.
Yeah.
I'm on the verge of losing 10 pounds already.
I know. That's so good.
And it's only been 18 days.
Yeah,
and even in the beginning, it was up and down.
Yeah.
But the reason I gained 10 pounds after I got the A1C results back, I gained 10 pounds in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I did a bar class because I have insulin resistance.
Oh.
So when you don't when the insulin is not grabbing the sugar from your blood to put it into your muscles for energy. So when I worked out, your cortisol, you get a cortisol hit to release your more sugar in your body, but the insulin's not freaking grabbing it and put it in the muscles. So that's why I gained like 10 pounds in 2 weeks and seven classes. And I'm going, what the hell? I'm not what the hell, because this has been happening to me historically. This has happened to me before. So now I understand why it's doing it. Only because I'm doing all this research now, because I never really knew. I just thought it was me. Thought it was me. It wasn't. When it's been reported that Tina Moore, this doctor, Dr. Tina Moore, says, Tina with a Y, says that 94% of Americans, I'm assuming, she said of people, but I think it's an American study, 94% of people have a metabolic disorder. I go, holy crap, that's a really big number. That means sugar is way more involved, and it's also because stuff comes from our food source. Like, our soil's depleted from nutrients. It's so deep in our culture, let alone all the processed foods and all this stuff. It's really deep in there. So we really we're playing a losing battle, but there's ways, and these are even hacks. There's biohacks with like semaglutide and things like this, that we can not only fix it, we can fix a lot of other problems, chronic disorders. So yeah, I would love to share that other podcast with you. Maybe you can put it in the link.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the one that like really changed my life, and in which I'm on this current path with the semaglutide. It can kill cancer and freaking autoimmune disorders. So, and PCOS. So anyway, that's a little bit tea of the thing. And
well, that's awesome that you did that. I hope you do more.
Me too. Yeah. I hope a lot of good things come from it.
I hope so. I do. Yeah. I thought you were really great on it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you look great. Like, you know, the red dress is perfect. Your hair was great.
My suicide roll.
Yeah, your suicide roll was there. It was. I thought it was really good.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. I appreciate your support.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, this is our bonus episode.
Yes.
Of the Likeable Podcast. You can feel free to call and follow me on Instagram at Leah Lockhart. And also, if you ever want to check out my other YouTube channel, at Rockstar Massage.
Nice. And then I'm at Funny Cupcake and also the Likeable Podcast. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yay. All right. We'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.